Clear the bridge. Dive, dive.
Thus begins the dive of a modern U.S. Navy nuclear submarine. As ballast tanks are vented, the black-hulled beauty glides smoothly below the waves. Suddenly, with no warning, an emergency radio buoy is rocketed up from below. As it breaks the surface, the most ominous distress message is transmitted over and over again. Gray Lady down.
Will the signal be heard? Will help arrive in time? Or will this submarine become yet another tomb at the bottom of the sea?
The duty phone rings at the Deep Submergence Unit, based at the North Island Naval Air Station, Coronado, California. A flash message is received.
Submarine down. Prepare to deploy. Deep dive crew rescue.
Protocols are activated for the immediate deployment of the Deep Submergence Rescue Vehicle, DSRV-2 Avalon. The Avalon, her crew, and all support personnel are loaded on an Air Force C-5A transport aircraft. With wheels up, they're on a 10-hour journey to an airfield nearest a seaport that is in range of the disabled submarine. When offloaded, the Avalon is road-towed to the port where a U.S. nuclear-powered attack submarine, designated the Mother Sub, is waiting. The Mother Sub has been specifically modified to carry the Avalon piggyback. A heavy lift crane helps mate the Avalon over the sub's aft rescue escape trunk, supported by four pylons. The Mother Sub, with the Avalon mated, sets a course for the disabled sub. Once on scene, the crew enters the Avalon. As the last crewman ascends the ladder up through the bottom hemispherical skirt into the Avalon's life support sphere, he pulls up the lower hatch and seals it for launching. The life support sphere is one of three interconnected, 7.5-foot diameter, 3-inch thick spheres that keeps the crew safe from the tremendous sea pressures encountered at depths up to a mile deep. The pilot and co-pilot move to the forward sphere and man the vehicle's sophisticated control and navigation console. The aft passenger sphere is checked and found secure. Along with the pilots, a life support specialist and equipment operator make up the crew.
When confirmation is made that all is operational, the Avalon disengages from the mother sub and begins her slow, controlled descent. As the surface light fades from the viewports, an inky blackness envelops the vessel. A chill is felt by the crew as the coldness of the depths permeates through the craft. In the darkness of the deep, the pilot must now rely exclusively on the most modern and sensitive sonar to locate the sub's distress pingers. Contact is soon acquired, and the Avalon homes in for a rendezvous. As the Avalon nears, with its powerful light bank activated, the sub's monstrous propeller comes into view. Viewing a high-resolution video feed, the pilots can now hover along the topside hull to locate the after escape trunk deck hatch. Using the emergency underwater telephone, the sub commander reports numerous critical injuries on board.
When over the aft hatch, the pilot, using the horizontal and vertical bow and stern thrusters, holds the Avalon in position. A close inspection reveals the disabled sub has rolled over to port 25 degrees and the escape trunk hatch is fouled with rock debris. Mating with a rolled submarine is challenging, but the Avalon is designed to do just that, and the crew is well trained for it. The equipment operator, while peering through the 6-inch wide, 3-inch thick viewport, deploys a mechanical arm with an articulating manipulator grabber claw and carefully removes all that is fouling the escape trunk hatch and mating ring. Once cleared, the pilot centers the skirt over the hatch and the Avalon is slowly lowered onto the mating ring for a soft seal between the vessels. The skirt is pumped dry of seawater. Once dry, the 40-ton weight of the Avalon now holds fast to the sub. The lower hatch is open, and a crew member drops down next to the disabled sub escape hatch. When all clear is received, the submarine crew opens the trunk hatch to the relief of those waiting to be rescued.
The submarines injured are the first to be brought up and moved to the aft passenger sphere of the Avalon. Though the sphere appears to be able to hold only 8 passengers, it's designed to accommodate 24. To endure the tight and compact conditions for a trip to safety is but a small price to be paid for avoiding the alternative.
Once all transfers are on board, the return trip to the mother sub begins. Undocking is the reverse of the mating. Avalon easily separates from the disabled submarine. After the passengers are safely aboard the mother sub, the Avalon returns to the disabled sub for continued rescue operations.
Numerous trips will have to be made to rescue the entire 120-man crew. The battery-powered Avalon is designed for up to 30 hours of submerged operations before requiring a battery charge and replenishment of the life support system. Will there be enough time to complete the mission?
The proceeding was not an actual event, but a scenario to illustrate a potential rescue mission. Most fortunately, the U.S. Navy has not lost a submarine since 1967, and an actual rescue mission has not been required, though intense rescue training is constantly ongoing in the event of such a need. The deep submergence rescue vehicles were not only designed for submarine rescue, but additionally for oceanographic research and missions for deep recovery of both military and civilian material lost deep on the ocean floor. The vehicles partnered with other international allied submarine forces to provide training involving submarine rescue operations. Those missions alone kept the vehicles on an active schedule. Of the two rescue vehicles, one was always on immediate emergency alert.
The Deep Submergence Rescue Vehicle Program Development.
The Deep Submergence Rescue Vehicle Program contract was awarded to the Lockheed Missile and Space Company. Two rescue vehicles were built, DSRV-1 Mystic and DSRV-2 Avalon. Both were in service for 23 years, from 1977 to 2000. Each DSRV is 50 feet in length, 8 feet in diameter, and weighs approximately 40 tons.